Not for air, Justin Jordan.
And welcome to a special Not for Air here on Anchor.fm, where it's Spotify for podcasters now. I don't know. Also, I'm over here at the local Irish pub. We won't name it, O'Shea's. That's pretty cool. And I'm with my buddy Nick.
Ahoy.
Who you've heard before. And we got our buddy Mackenzie with the disco ball.
Hello.
Yes, hello. So anyway, yeah, we're back. We're just here hanging out, drinking. Because it's Thursday. And Nick was like, hey, we should do a show. And I'm like, all right.
We're drinking because it's Thursday.
That is why we're drinking.
As one does.
Now, why else would you drink?
It's Thursday.
It's a day that ends in Y.
It's what we do on Thursday. We drink.
Yeah, what else would you do?
Nothing. There's nothing to do down here except for get your alley taken away and pay too much for parking.
Yeah, either that or you got the random violin player like last time.
I yelled at him. I did. Oh, there was another one we walked, what, last week? Was it me, you, Duran, and Pierce? We went for cigarettes, and there was a violin player, and I told them the story of how I almost fucking I yelled at the other one. So I didn't do it this time. I was good.
Wait, was that a different one?
It was a different one.
Oh, I thought that was the same guy.
No, it's not the same guy.
Oh, geez.
The schizophrenic guy?
No, I don't fucking know.
I know there's the old guy, which he showed up for a little bit and then disappeared. He wasn't as bad because he wasn't crazy. He was just old and desperate for attention.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
I remember that guy.
It wasn't him, though. It was. I think it was a new guy. Yeah, it wasn't the same guy.
Yeah, there was an old guy out here a few days ago. He was doing a violin, doing a lot better than the other guy, though.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, I wanted him to do good. We talking about last time we did the show or that time?
Well, I was originally talking about that, and then we started talking about the old guy that popped up out of nowhere.
Oh, well, yeah. No, but no.
Good old Clematis.
Right? Yeah, it's a weird street. If you're going to fucking... Seriously, if you're going to play like an instrument, play it well or don't fucking play it. I don't want to hear your half-assed Tetris theme that you fucking play every time I fucking walk by and it's just suddenly you start trying to ramp it up like you're trying to impress me. Knock it off. I don't want to talk to you.
Or you walk by in a trench coat, he starts playing, trying to play Western tunes.
That happened?
Multiple times.
Well, you are from Texas.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear Western tunes every time I walk down the street.
You're not wrong. But yeah, it's a Thursday. It's a weekend. It's a holiday weekend. So those of you who celebrate Easter and was there another one? Passover? Is that part of Easter?
There was Passover.
Okay, that was the other day. Okay.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
This is Good Friday, right? That's part of the same Easter thing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, guys, if I don't make it tonight, I might be resurrected on Sunday. So that's a plus. Maybe. Necromancy.
I mean, as far as I know, I'm dead. I'm just a very productive dead guy.
Yeah, you do all right. So, yeah, it's early at O'Shea's. So our normal thing is we come here, we eat and drink, and then we go off to do other things, mostly sit at Respects. And I complain about being old, I guess, and then they have fun.
I don't know about having fun. I more or less complain about all these youngsters and their fucking technology.
Mackenzie's looking for ass.
Hey, that's what he does.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that's your motive.
It's not my motive, but I mean, it's a side mission.
It's a side mission.
That's your hobby?
Well, last time we were all together, two Thursdays ago, oh boy, that turned out. Oh boy. So I'm not going to bring it up because Nick was really mad about it. We're not going to, yeah. But it was funny.
I got caught.
Yeah, he got caught. Mackenzie's caught. There's possible bodies buried somewhere. Well, he'll never tell. And he doesn't, yeah.
Hey, the concrete don't tell either.
Doesn't?
No, the concrete don't tell stories.
This is some day drinking.
Neither does the shovel.
So I just like to point out, like I always have, that coming down here in the middle of the day is weird. I don't like the sun being up down here during, like, in downtown. It's just, I don't know if it just shows too many faults. Or it just looks better at night, and it's kind of more mysterious. But
it does make you realize how dirty it is. place.
It is dirty out there.
And also, we're probably going to get run over by traffic tonight, too.
Who, us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No roadblock.
Well, you know,
it's... that's normal for Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, living Lake Worth, you're going down, you're walking down a one-way street, and you'll have a car come the opposite direction, pop over the sidewalk, and try to run over you.
Why?
Because it's Lake Worth.
Less. I'll never let that go. No, seriously, yeah. No, that's why I don't go to Lake Worth that much. I try not. I don't want to go anywhere really at all. I'm content with being home, at work, and then here at O'Shea's. And at Respects. Not some hidden speakeasy that I've yet to go in.
Which one? The one above the...
Who knows? Place? There's like some... I would like an... I think this place would be cool if there's like one more room hidden away that would be like a speakeasy. I think that would be kind of
like the
cool.
Hidden leprechaun room.
Yeah, but instead, you know, it's got a big courtyard, which is fine. But like down the road at places that you probably don't think they should be bars or clubs, they are. And then it's like, what the fuck is this? I don't like it.
I want them to open up that basement.
That's never happening.
It's probably full of water by now.
Water and poop.
What's that?
There was a septic bust like 20 years ago, or more than 20 years ago.
Here?
No, down at the end of the street where the sassafras is by.
Oh, yeah.
There, you know the steps that go down?
Oh,
there was an
place,
underground
yeah.
coffee shop there.
Well, didn't you say that was like a lesbian coffee shop?
At the time, yeah, yeah. And back then it was kind of not like it is now where it's everybody's out in the open with it. So it was starting to get that way. But yeah, it was totally like a you know place for that sort of thing. Beatniks, pre-hipsters. It was cool for what it was. And then it kind of, because it was underground. And then, of course, I think what I heard from some guy that's apparently building something around here at work, septic tank blow up. And that's just gross.
Well, why'd you blow it up?
I didn't do it. It wasn't there.
That's what I'd say, too.
Oh, yeah, you would say that. But I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
Damn guys in trench coats blowing up septic tanks?
Oh, that's vodka.
That is definitely vodka.
Ah.
This is why we go to rum.
You like your rum.
What? I know, I'm a fucking land pirate. What do you want from me?
A land pirate?
Yeah, a land pirate.
Why can't you be like a regular pirate?
Because boats are expensive.
Yeah, they are. Are you a bike pirate?
Exactly. I'm a motorcycle pirate at this point.
Wait, how do you say a pirate? A pirate? A pirate?
Yeah.
A bikerate.
A bisexual
A bikerate.
Pirate.
No,
there we
not
go.
A bike pilot. I said by pilot, which is not even remotely the same. Yeah, we're just hanging out with a bunch of by pilots. It's cool. Make sure you go down to pilot gas stations as well on your trips. And don't forget to go to Bucky's.
Hey, you got to go to Bucky's.
Yeah, Bucky's
most
cool.
expensive shit in town, but they got nice shit.
Yeah, it's like a Walmart slash gas station slash Walmart. It's weird. It's cool, though.
Yeah, I've gone a couple times. I drive a box truck up there every once in a while.
What, the Daytona?
Yeah, close to Daytona. There's a Bucky's off to the right side.
Yeah.
Pull in there to look around and like, yeah, this is too fucking expensive for me. I don't make that kind of money. And then I'll walk out.
Sounds about right. So, yes, we're doing a bar cast because Nick wanted to.
Because fuck it, why not?
Yeah, I mean, this is not bad. I'm having fun. You know, like I said, I like this place. So Shays is, it's definitely old. But it gives it character. I mean, they redid the floors, what, 3 years ago during COVID? So it's nice.
Oh, yeah, they did a really good job on the floors, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, it's got character. It's got that old wood, the tables. That's why I always like this place. I always thought it was more authentic than... Roxy's.
Oh, Roxy's isn't even an Irish bar.
No, it's a rooftop place that has foam parties with degenerates.
That's the Chad and Brad bar.
You were there with Chad and Brad. How did it go?
I mean, there were plenty of Stacy's and Barbies, too.
Were they hot?
Oh, yeah.
Were they wearing bathing suits?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one thing that's upsetting. Like, it's a shitty place to go, any place that side of the tracks, but that's where all the hot chicks are. Because they're normies.
Yeah, I know.
And that's how you get rabies.
don't threaten me with a good time.
Right. I don't know. I don't want to be like this versus that. I mean, but there's not anything really fun or cool on that side of the tracks anymore. There used to be a long time ago a couple of places that were all right. But then they just moved over here. So we have Lost Weekend and Lost Weekend Upstairs. If you want to call it that.
Yeah, I miss Volterra. Volterra was the shit.
It was. I miss it too. I miss it being kind of spooky and dark. And we go up there, and, you know, we would get our drinks. But it's still pretty cool now. They got video games. It's got a fun atmosphere. Everybody that works there is so nice.
It's almost like the classic 80s barcade.
Kind of.
It's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, throwing in the comic books, pages ripped up and Mod Podged everywhere.
I just want more places to sit, though. You got at the bar or in the hole next to the Pac-Man machine where you're in the WAN. I want couches.
Day drinkers are losing it.
Yeah, day drinkers gone wild. Episode 2.
Ooh. that would be actually a fucking crazy episode. But no, yeah, you're right. There's not a lot of places to sit up there now. But the idea, I guess, is not to sit, but to play stuff. I mean, there's not really any places to sit too much downstairs, either.
Exactly. That's not good, either.
No.
At least there's not a couch.
But it's a bar, not a nightclub.
Yeah, you either play pool or you drink at the bar. That's about it.
Or out in the parking lot.
Wait. Or that.
I mean, not in the parking lot. Out in the, like on the sidewalk, they have chairs. Not in the parking lot.
I mean, you can drink in the parking lot.
Yeah, sure.
You do an 8-ball in the parking lot, they wouldn't give a shit.
Jesus. Keep your fun to yourself, buddy. This is a family show. That man has a family. Stop the damn match.
Hey, you gotta grow up sometime.
Yes, let's all grow up and do 8 balls of coke.
That's yeah, bring back the 80s, fuck it.
No, not the 80s. So, what else is there to do around here? So, this is the 500 block. It's pretty good. We've got this. Kapow, Hullabaloo. How do you say it right?
Hullabaloo.
And
definitely safer than the Congo.
These people come into place yelling and screaming. They've been drinking all day. They got their boat shoes on. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. I'm not going to pick a fight. But maybe I will. I don't know. It's Good Friday tomorrow. What's today? Pre-Thursday? Is this Bad Thursday? Bad Thursday and the Good Friday?
Yeah, something like that.
Bad romance? But it's like, you see the same people every day if you're here, right?
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's like, no matter when you come, it's the same people. You come at 10 a.m., 6 p.m., same people. They've been here.
I can't do that anymore. I'm nothing against it, but there was a time when I was in my 20s that I would just drink all day.
I guess these people, they just never stopped.
Well, not even in your 20s. It was like 2 years ago. We were out here for a fucking 2 weeks.
Okay, that was, that wasn't, no, it was more than two.
Okay, it might have been 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know. I can't remember.
It was pre-COVID. Oh, no, wait. Were you talking about for my birthday and Brittany's birthday?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you hear that fucking bird? Some kind of goddamn bird squawking.
That's what it sounds like.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, welcome to O'Shea's.
No, so yeah, for our birthdays, yeah, that was about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like two and a half weeks, something like that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was something.
It could have been 4 weeks for all I know. I can't remember.
No, that was a different time. But now we're here, three of us. And, now it's more than three of us because we got two other guys that hang around, thanks to Mackenzie.
Popular.
Who's popular? You?
Me.
Yeah, you are. You're a pillar to the community.
Yes,
hey, the guy with the disco ball.
He is a pillar to the community, so I heard.
Hey, you got Disco Ball Van and the Ding Dong Brothers.
Yeah, they are a bit ding dongish. I like them, though. I do.
Yeah, no, they're good guys.
I find them fun.
I just can't even remember their names, so I call them the Ding Dong Brothers now.
I can't remember their names either. Yeah, I don't know. There's people screaming. There's a dog. This is what people do at a bar. They yell and they drink and they scream.
Hey, get drunk, scream, throw a fit, punch a guy, stab a guy, yell back.
Whoa, what?
I was talking about bar life.
This
over
is
here.
In Red Dead.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I came from Texas. That's what I'm used to. We used to throw people out the fucking window.
That is fun. But no, we don't do that here.
It is definitely fun.
No,
the only problem is you have to pay for the window afterward.
Mackenzie, you do that a lot? Throw people through windows?
It just makes me think of, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when the dad would throw Jazz out the window every time. They would use the same footage every time.
The front door, yeah. That was a different time. Did that now, he'd probably get arrested.
I'm surprised that I didn't get arrested then. Of course, you know, the guy backhands his wife for no reason. Yeah, you can grab the guy, we throw him out the window.
Yeah, but you were also in, like, backwoods fuck Texas.
Yeah, we still got draggings and hangings, but you know what? It's still a good time. They learned their lesson, at least.
That's good. So, other than that, what else is... There's... Jesus. There's a psychic place across the street.
Oh, yeah, that just came in.
So, do you think it's... you think that's true, or you think they're full of shit?
I mean, it's got to be money laundering, right? Like, who in the world? Like, that's a big space for that, too. They're mostly just sitting out front and trying to give you some tarot cards and shit.
And they got window signs and everything.
I have a feeling that's a load of horseshit.
You think it's laundering? Close?
I mean, they could be doing money laundering.
Yes, close.
Oh, laundry?
Laundry?
I'm sure they can do some laundry in there. You know, hey, drop off your laundry and then get your psychic read. I don't fucking know.
No, you don't. None of us know. None of us know on this rock.
Here, look into my crystal ball while I do your laundry.
Yeah, they're probably criminals. They're probably gypsies, but we can't say that anymore either.
Oh, no, we get in trouble for that.
I don't know why.
That's not PC.
We don't do that here.
What's PC stand for? Computer?
Yes, personal computer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was a personal computer.
Pussy control.
Oh, yeah, you got that one.
And polite.
Conversation.
Public coming.
Conversation, yeah. Huh?
Public coming.
Public coming, yeah.
Your favorite thing.
Well, who doesn't want to publicly, you know...
Public constipation.
Nut butter.
Or does that start with a K? I don't fucking know.
No.
Does
we
that start with a K?
What, nut butter?
Public constipation.
No, that's a C.
Oh, okay. Then I was right.
There's
right,
no
good
K.
Then.
I mean, unless you wanted to make that your metal band, like Korn.
Oh, yeah. No more metal bands. No more punk bands.
Yeah, the metal bands are pretty old these days. Like every week. And they're never good.
Sometimes they're all right. They do what they do. People put on a show. People enjoy it. That's fine. That's what we like. Better ingredients. Uncle Eddie's, Papa John's.
Hey, come to Uncle Eddie's. Hey, oh, we got the concrete in the shoes.
It's true.
Here we go.
That is so. Have you ever heard the commercial for that place, Uncle Eddie's?
I don't think so.
So it's this place in like basically Jupiter, but gardens. And it's the most stereotypical New York accent. Italian.
Oh, that guy is a fucking riot, though. If you ever go there, he is fun.
But
to
he
hang
literally
out with.
Is. Hey, come down, Uncle Eddie's, and you know we'll eat some pizza and shit. So that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'll get you a pizza. You know, the mama's kitchen knives. We'll chop up your neighbor. You know, we'll do it bada bing, bada boom,
like,
and some concrete.
He's like on the jazz station, like commercials are like easy listening. You know, where they play like. Sinatra? Yeah,
that's 103.1.
See, he knows. 103.1, that used to be the buzz, goddammit.
That's not my problem.
It's not the buzz anymore.
Hasn't been the buzz in like 20-something years.
Yeah, no, they play classic music now. And then some new people play on there too.
What have I been?
But they're doing jazz and swing.
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know. Anyway, so, yeah, that's kind of shitty. We have the shark now. That's the closest thing to the buzz we're ever going to get now. Unless I get a run of a station, I could probably do it. But I'm not doing it for nothing. Oh, it's a dog. I'd rather go pet the dog. I love petting dogs. Dogs are the best. Much better than people. Most people.
We'll have to do a show with dogs. You know, find some huskies or something to talk into the microphone.
My dog will talk in the microphone. She's got lots to say.
Then we got a dog for a show.
She ain't going to come and do this. My dog will look at me and ignore me and go, fuck you. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And that's what happens. I had the dog forever, so, you know.
That's what bacon is for.
I don't give her bacon. She likes her treats, though. But anyway, what the hell are we talking about?
I don't know. We kind of went off path on that one.
So, yeah, it's gotten better than it used to be, you know, during COVID. I don't know. There's a lot to do around here. Mackenzie, what would you say? Where would you want to tell people to go and hang out at if you were down here?
Honestly, Respects is really the main place.
Okay, besides that,
that's the only place you go.
Basically, yeah. Where else am I going to be?
We could be...
Stand by for extra messages on whatever nonsense we come up with next.
No, hold on. Clematis Social.
Our favorite place.
I've never been in there since they changed.
Me neither, and I have no desire.
Well, let's see. We can't go to the boat club.
What, you mean Camelot?
Yeah. And, we almost got dragged to a Latin night, and we're like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
None of us are Latin. What are we doing?
Latina bitches.
Yeah, that's fine, and good dancing. I'm not going to lie about that, but I just don't,
yeah,
you know.
I don't want to know the pry bar smacked across my face. I already had to have them one time.
Yeah, especially us wearing coats going in there. It would have been like, whoa. Or it could be all like, hey.
I only went in there once. They almost didn't let me in just because I was wearing shorts, but I was also with two women, so they're like, all right, you're bringing the ladies in, you can come in.
So I really don't want to go to that place.
Yeah.
Damn, that's what I should have done. Oh, wait, they run away from me. Never mind.
Respectables is good enough. And it is fun. It is like the only really cool kind of club in town. Huh?
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, that's fine. It's been there for 30-something.
We're starting our own club.
No, we're not.
I am.
Where?
Well, anyway. I'm glad you have the money for that, because I sure as fuck don't.
Corporate America, where dreams come true. You know what they call me.
What, Mackenzie Moneybags?
Exactly.
Okay, where's my Ferrari?
Who calls him that?
Everybody.
I never call you that.
I walk into whatever room I go into, people raise their arms and they jump and shout, hey, it's Moneybags.
What room?
You've
where?
Seen it
at
happen.
Work?
Everywhere. Everywhere I go.
I'm confused.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. You think that people call you Moneybags Mackenzie?
They do.
It's fucking calm. I never seen it. I think you're a liar. And a thief. No. Anyway, Mackenzie does have a nice, cozy corporate job. Good for him. And Nick works with his hands.
Yeah, put holding things together and drive a truck. That's about it.
And I do this and I work at a comic book store, so that's nice. Keeps me busy. But besides that, I got nothing else. This is the worst episode. It's not bad. We just don't know what we're doing.
And it's more rambling than it is anything else, but it's entertaining.
It is. And this is just kind of practice for me to get back into it. I've been kind of retired for... Not retired, but I've been...
Taking a vacation.
Yeah. And now I feel a little bit better, so I think I'm up for it again. But yeah, this is... I've had worse, believe it or not. I've done way worse episodes than this. This wasn't bad. It was just... I had to get used to it. But it wasn't a bad idea but to have Nick, you know, say, hey, we should get together and do one. And I agree. got me out of the house. One way, just do this at home alone, and that's it. So it's nice to get out of the house to do this.
Hey, sit back, have a drink, talk some bullshit, and bada bing, bada boom. I'm sorry, I'm an Italian Texan. I don't know what to do about it.
It's true. He is an Italian Texan. He is from Italy, and he pretends he's from Texas.
I am from Texas.
I lied. Again. Who wants some nut butter? That bird does. Yeah, for real, though. It's just like, you know. Yeah, it's nice to get back out there and do this. I think next time we'll try to structure this better.
Yeah, we had no structure, but this is at least something. Well, I hope we entertained your day at the very least.
Well, it's got to be better than my boring horror stuff, right, Mackenzie?
You're going to hold that against me forever, huh? I just told you, I was like, I'm not the horror guy. I didn't say it was bad. I said it's just not for me.
That's what I'd say, too.
You like my horror stuff?
I do.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to hold it against you.
At least for now. Till later.
Probably not. Anyway.
A few drinks later, I'm sure I'll be hearing about it.
Depends my mood. You know, I might just get annoyed now and go home. I did this, I'm done. Pay the tab. No, you pay the tab, see ya. And I just leave. Never to be seen or heard from again.
Yeah, until Nick drags you out of the fucking the little tunnel that you're hiding in.
It's not a tunnel, it's a home.
I mean, you could have a secret cave underneath the house for all I know.
No, that's a lot of work. I'm not doing that. I'm lazy.
I mean, you could have paid some leprechauns to do it. Stole their gold and then paid them back with their own gold.
God, that would be the ultimate fucking thing, wouldn't it? I think at that point, I almost feel like I would be on the leprechaun side if he kills me, you know? Because that legit would be fuckery. Peter to pay Paul. That is politics. Leprechaun politics.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, anyway. I think that's going to do it. Say goodbye, McKen. You caught on the first try. That's awesome. Goodbye, Nick.
Adios.
Yeah, I'm done too. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You're listening to Not For Air Radio.